working on a weekend, working on a weekend like usual.
Yo, watch your man.
Here, respect is a must. So you know what to do.
That's how you fucked up.
Yeah, I forgot. I ain't on there no more. What's happening? What's up? We back.
Got that perp fire.
Hey, boy, we official, though. We did our first TikTok.
Like, hey.
Go follow us lit. On TikTok, Watch Your Mouth Podcast. That's Y-A. Podcast. Please go follow us on TikTok.
Do people be saying your? Watch your mouth?
Your? No. Probably. Watch your mouth? No.
Please watch your mouth. Go over there and follow us and get our followers up, please. We look sorry over there right now.
We're gonna be making videos probably like weekly. I might make one at work later. You never know.
Easy. I'm gonna have to get y'all to log in.
Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely.
But we back. It's time to talk about whatever we came to talk about.
We got any announcements? I know that Curve Cultivation has dance classes for plus size women. I've been going, dancing, y'all. Dancing. My little video.
You need to be TikToking those.
That's not how that works. Anyway, but
you can TikTok those.
But they slow dances. Like,
it don't matter. Like, you ain't been on TikTok. Nigga, they do comedy on TikTok. You can put any video you want to. Everything ain't music. That's but weird. You been doing slow music, so do it. They do country.
I'm weak. I thought it had to be like a turn up, like type.
No,
of
it don't. It's plenty of different stuff on there. Like, you know them. You know when, like, let's say Kevin Hart do one of his bits on stage. Mm. People use those as voiceovers and really act them out on TikTok. Like, act out whatever he was saying.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's more than music.
Okay, go TikTok. But yeah,
it's probably not a stopwatch.
Shut up. I did. Upload a video and I was super super nervous, but y'all can check that on my Instagram account. But she has classes Thursdays and Saturdays. Y'all can check out her Instagram, Curve Cultivation, if you're trying to get your dance on. It's for plus size women as well. So also they have a casting call coming up March 19th and March 22nd for any models out there. You want to be in a fashion show. And plus size models are welcome. No experience needed. Just show up and show out. Stretch your stuff.
Do you feel like you at the point to where you can teach how to model?
Yeah, I think so.
Where are you getting there by that moment? He's sparking an idea.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
I was just wondering. Nah, I wouldn't get nowhere.
I don't even have time. I mean, if anybody, you know, does, you know, hit me up and, you know, want like pointers or help or something, then yeah. But
are y'all developing women's curves over there?
I wouldn't say that.
Curve Cultivate.
I mean, I feel like it's like more name, so though. You get in tune with your curves in your body. And that's why on Thursdays, you know, it's more of the sexy slow dancing.
Yeah, be in the mirror.
So, yeah, there is a mirror, yeah.
Do when you dance in the mirror, do it make you feel more sexy? Do it make
it do, for me, because I be looking at myself and stuff like that. Like,
okay,
I do.
Bitch.
I be feeling myself just a little bit. I ain't going to lie to you. I feel like I do better when I pay attention to myself versus, like, looking at other people and stuff like that. Like, just looking at myself.
So, do you make all the faces and shit, like...
I'll be trying
like
to make the sexy faces. Sometimes it don't work out. But
I gotta go check the video.
I got a lot of good feedback on my video. I'm not a professional dancer by any means, y'all.
I ain't saying it's shitty. So, I just want to see your sexy face.
But I'm just saying, so I don't expect for it to be perfect, but it is a video on there.
Yeah,
I'm uploading another video on YouTube. I probably might, like, mesh the two together, both of the two that I've done. But we'll see. But it is going to be on my YouTube. It is already one on my Instagram, though. So.
This nigga here, man.
Right. Are you about to watch the video right now? We're recording.
We're listening, too. Okay.
I'm not going to play y'all. Any other announcements that y'all got?
So y'all can imagine what
we need to make a reaction video.
Oh, I'm so weak. Oh, I think it's a miracle.
And she put the hair. Yo, she put the hair in front of her face.
We going to post that. Send it. Drop that in the group chat.
Man. I'm not. Cause you been boozy since this morning.
No, you put. I like the hair in front of the face move. I wasn't expecting that.
Look at my face. I ain't even got hair to do that, bitch.
Y'all, they is funny as fuck.
My wig will fall off doing all that shit.
Come on, I'm gonna need you to get in there and cultivate some curves, cuz.
Do y'all know?
You know? No, I guess not. I don't know what I mean.
People can speak.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What up, homie?
What's happening? All right, go back to what you was talking about. My bad, cuz.
Announcements. Y'all got any announcements or anything?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't have any announcements. Same stuff as we always just say, Soul Sessions and then eSports with Jerron. And man, if Jerron has been saying a lot of men have been telling him like they want to learn how to two-step, but I think they're intimidated by the women. So they'll just be asking for one-on-one classes. eSports is a one-on-one class. It's just with a group of people.
Right.
So
shit, just come out. A lot of them are as shitty as me.
Right, but I mean, y'all shouldn't be intimidated either because we all got to start somewhere. Right. They started, you know, somewhere.
I was trash when I first learned to
No, real step. Life. Like, I was trash. I was messing up my counts. I still be messing up. I'm not perfect. One thing that I think would definitely help, though, is doing it with a partner. So.
Yeah, because you got to know when your command is on. And this is not Damo talking like he's a pro, but I would imagine, like, looking at these dudes dance with four women, they're commanding them. Not really like command, but like
leading.
They're leading. Mm-hmm. Like, they know, like, you touch me right here, that's a spin or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I do. That's how I be messing up.
And you would have to learn with a partner. You feed me.
No, for real. When I was in a little class, because you know how you can spin on the three? Or you can spin on a one. So, I I'm fucked up on count right there.
I'm still at spinning on the one, cause
that's that on that. So, all right, we ain't gonna what you call it. We're gonna talk about domestic violence today.
There's somebody who's had their ass beat.
Oh,
damn,
dude.
Why don't you tell us more?
That's funny. Who be my ass?
I don't know.
I was like, you got your ass
missing. I was like, where was I at? I missed it.
I usually how I looked. I'm like,
at this point, no, I'm not going for that. That's the one. The domestic violence is a no for me. You do it, and we breaking up for sure. For sure, I'm getting out the way, cause I can't. No. But I've never experienced.
Not even a threat towards it.
No, actually, I've never had a nigga say he gonna beat my ass.
You don't you probably don't give off beat my ass vibes.
No, I really don't, you know, put my hands on men either, so. And even when I be like, you know, like mad or, you know, the man might do something, even when I got cheated on and stuff like that, I never was like, oh my God, like I want to beat your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, I never put my hand, like, I don't know, I just move a little different, I guess.
Y'all know what I wonder if, like, on the first date, and not even trying to be funny, like on the first date, like, is he like, do dudes be thinking like, I'm gonna beat her ass one day? Like the dudes who do it on the normal, like I'm a sucker and I'm gonna beat her, is that like running through their mind at any time?
Maybe, I don't know.
I wonder that, man. Like,
who knows?
I mean, if that's what they do.
If it's a pattern, then probably.
Yeah, because, right. Like, what just gets you to the point to where you feel like you gotta slap somebody or punch them or whatever they be. And I'm not gonna say I understand slapping, but I can handle that a little more than you punching a woman continuously in her eye and stuff like that. But none of it is cool. But I don't understand what gets you to. I can understand, but not understand, like somebody catching you off guard, like with some shit, and you a quick slap. But when you get to beating your ass, that means you when you keep hitting her. That means you want to fuck her up. Like, like niggas didn't slap women on accident. Like, oh, I can't believe I just did that shit. Like, Jody. How you beating a woman's ass like that, bro? Jody, exactly.
Right, Jody, my Jody.
What the
Dude, and most of dudes who put their hand on women likely don't put their hand on dudes.
No, them be they
not
be,
at all.
And it's kind of like like the women, I'm going to say mostly women, because this happens mostly women, that don't have any control at home, but they're in a management position at that job.
Right.
They try to, let's just say, beat people ass up there with their words or tell them what to do. So it's these niggas probably done been bullied all their life or beat up theyself, or they probably learned it from their fathers or uncles and shit. Because one of my family members, they was from the south. And they said that was taught to them, like, you're supposed to do that if your woman get out of line. Like, they had to unlearn that, though.
Like, they beat their ass?
Wow.
Not, like, beat them bad, but, like, hit them. Like, so they said they was supposed to do that. So can you really blame them when they're raised to do that? But they do unlearn it. Like, that was wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's still wrong at the end of the day, whether you was raised or not.
It's wrong, but sometimes you... I mean, when you're raised, like, it's just like... white people raised to think black people are dirty and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to believe what your parents is telling you, or, you know what I'm saying? You're going to believe the examples in front of you. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I've never been beat.
I wonder what goes through a woman's head, though, when she's never experienced that and she meets a dude who puts his hands on her. Like, how does she...
And for her to stay, too. Yeah, exactly. Stay around. Like,
what's making you stay and what's making you tolerate or put up with that?
Right. Do you?
Some people, I think, too, like, it might be learned for women as well. Like, you seen your mama get beat up, you know, maybe your sister.
And sisters. She stay around.
Yeah, like, so she think that this is how it's supposed to, you know, be. Yeah. So she might think, like, a lot of women think that I did, like, they did something wrong. It was my fault. Like, I should have made him mad. I, you know, didn't cook his dinner the way he liked. I did something wrong. So this is how, you know, he's supposed to react.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it starts mentally, too. Like, I start beating her ass mentally, making her feel like ain't nobody else going to want you, blah, 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 blah. Then I can start putting my hands on her, and it's like, you're not going to go nowhere. Because there ain't nobody, you don't think you're good enough for nobody else.
Yeah. And your subconsciously, you start believing that and really.
Your self esteem get low, all
that. Thinking that. That's, but I feel like in today's society, I feel like it's a thing to have like domestic violence, toxic relationship. Like, people, they beating each other up at this point. Like, no, for real.
They
like,
are.
It'd be like videos of it and then like trending videos of people just beating each other ass. And
I've seen videos, trending of people fighting. Like, I seen one where it was like, they was in like a hotel room or something, but it was like, people in public, oh, y'all so cute, us behind closed doors. And it was them over there, they was fighting. Like, he was slapping her, she was slapping him.
But they was acting it out, though.
No, they was really fighting.
So they said... They did a video first saying...
No, somebody else captioned it. The video went viral, but somebody else captioned it. It was like, y'all so cute, us, behind closed doors.
So people started playing with the video and adding their own little add on to it.
Basically. Captioning, yeah. But no, they was really fighting.
Do you think that's some... Do y'all think that's something people should even, like, play with like that?
No. Nah. Don't play with me.
I get it. Like, that's kind of a teaching moment. The whole people think we're perfect, us behind closed doors. It's kind of a teaching thing, but at the same time, do you keep promoting that, like making it go viral? Like, people know women get their ass beat or men get their ass beat by their woman or whatever. It's not really something you got to keep resharing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like a thing now. It's like they're making it okay.
Normalized.
Yeah, that you can, y'all fighting each other. Like, you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. Like, women are, you know, we fighting. It's not me getting my ass beat no more. We're fighting.
So that goes back to what you've learned in your household and growing up. Now, these kids nowadays, the internet is their parents. So this is what they're learning. So as they grow up, they're gonna think it's okay. Like, so that's why when I see fight videos, I don't even look at them. And for two, I'm not about to share it. Like, look at these dummies. Even when you do stuff like that, look at these dummies. Mm-hmm. You're still promoting it because you shared it again for somebody else to see. Then somebody else is going to come in and share it again. So you played a part in that. Like, I don't, like, when it come to that fighting shit, I don't, no matter if it's dude on dude or girl on dude, I don't fucking promote it.
So how do you feel, you being a man, about women putting their hands on me? Like, I put my hands on you first.
See,
thinking that you're not gonna hit me back.
I don't think that shit is okay, but I don't think, ooh, before them boys die. I don't think it's okay. I'm talking about my phone.
I'm like, boy.
How was before that? The battery die.
Oh.
That might have sounded stupid on the mic. But I don't think it's okay, but I don't think, like, once a woman hit you, you should react with a hit or something like that. Like, a dude should react with a hit.
But you know, you have some women who, like, provoke you. Like, they continuously.
What do you do at that point?
So, see, like, even if, like, before it provoked, it do kind of depend on the woman's skill and her strength and all that. So you hit me, I'm like, all right, cuz, don't hit me no more. Like, right. Blah, blah. But Layla Ali hit me.
I hope so.
You I'm probably still gonna get my ass beat, but I have to square up, right? Like, you have to fight Layla Ali, like, or one of them UFC fighters. Like, you can't just let them keep hitting you.
It was a video that Rayvon had shared not too long ago. I had to share it and put it on, like, Instagram or something. But it was some kids, and it was this girl. She, you know, went up to the dude thinking she was, you know, tough or something. She, I think she was just talking stuff, and then she ended up putting, you know, he was telling her, like, stop, like, chill, you know. And then she ended up putting her hands on him, and he beat her
in high school. She was like Hispanic or something.
He beat, I don't know if this one was Hispanic, but he beat her up.
Yeah, I see one. He threw her ass over that damn.
Because men are desk. You know, just stronger than women, and then faster as well. Like, when the dudes fights be different, because, like, they be fat. Like, niggas can throw punches, like, so fast, I feel like. You know, like, they just be right. Faster than women. You know, this is how they're built. And so, like, but his he was. And then he just walked away, because I think at that point he was just like, you know, like, I told you to stop, like, and I, you know, but yeah, he beat her up.
Yeah, my first time I ever seen it was when I was in middle school, and I was in sixth grade, and this chick had called a dude a crab, and he took his locker, it was his girlfriend, he took his locker and beat her ass with it.
In middle school.
Damn. But she called him a crack.
Yeah, was it what? He was a blood? I mean, a crip?
He beat her ass. Wow. And then they still
said. That's funny, because I used to but joke. But she fought. She was fighting him back. That's funny.
Yeah, like, nah. Because I went to middle. I'm from here. But after I graduated elementary, I went to middle school in Topeka. For a year and a half. And then I came back here, and like, I thought Topeka was just, you know, country, blah, nah. The gangs was heavy out there. And that's when I first, like, because my cousin, I stayed with a Crip and a Blood. Like, my cousin was a Crip and Blood. So that's where I got around that, and got around the Four Corner Hustlers and all that shit. So they take that shit serious, so you can't disrespect out there. Like, you would think
Topeka is just down here, I feel like in cases, when I was in middle school, high school, I feel like they didn't take it serious. So
when I think
that's
how
I got away with it. Well, in case it wasn't.
Yeah, so.
Like, y'all niggas ain't really out here banging. Like,
you couldn't go down to 12th Street and disrespect them like that.
No, nobody out here banging like that.
Nah.
Not in KCK.
Yeah, you can't disrespect. But anyway, yeah, I wasn't trying to get on no gangbanging shit. I was just saying, like, that was my first experience with seeing somebody. And I was in sixth grade, so I didn't know what to do with that. I wasn't about to jump in between them in sixth grade. Like, I didn't know what to do. And that nigga was like six. Well, I was small in sixth grade. But to me, he looked like he was about 6'7".
Yeah.
And she was about 5'10". So I was little as fuck. They was the upperclassmen at that time.
My uncle used to beat up on his girlfriend. I remember one time he had like, hit her so hard, she backed up against a fence and flew over the other side of the fence.
Damn.
Like,
flipped over.
Flipped over the other side of the fence.
How did that affect you?
Shit.
At the time.
Shit, I was scared, for real, for real. I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, damn, like. And he was an alcoholic, and was an alcoholic at the time, so that really played a role as well. I would say at that time it really didn't affect me, because I was just young and I really didn't know what was going on. I just thought my uncle and his girlfriend were just getting it too. I didn't think it was normal, but it really didn't affect me in no way. But even with my own mom, like, my mom was, I would say a domestic violence relationship, but I don't feel like it was to the point where my stepdad was putting his hands on her. But it was more so like mental abuse, and it was just kind of one of them situations like, if I can't have you, then nobody can have you. And that's how a lot of domestic violence relationships start. You know, start out with the man just putting his hands on the woman, and then eventually the woman comes to some type of realization like, I don't want to be in this situation no more. And then it's just, so I mean, I'm not saying in all cases, but it's a lot of cases that it turns out to where if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. Because I remember it was some lady, she had her own salon probably like 2-3 years ago here in Missouri, and her husband went to her salon and shot her dead in front of her salon.
I think that a lot of people don't take it as serious as and think they like, mm-hmm. like he just playing, he wouldn't do nothing like that, and then it actually happens. And I also think that it's really common in the black community.
Domestic
violence?
Yes.
Do y'all? I'm sorry.
Like, because there was a lot of domestic violence in my family too. So, mm-hmm. go what you was gonna say.
Do y'all remember how y'all felt when y'all first seen What's Love Got to Do with It?
What's Love Got to Do?
Like seeing Tina him Turner. Just fuck her up. Like, especially like seeing an entertainer of such high stature get fucked up like that. Like, a lot of the times, a lot of people think it only happens to like regular. Right. Quote unquote regular people. Do y'all remember how y'all felt when y'all first seen that?
No, I'm just, I mean, the movie was just overall just,
it was just a lot sad. To take in. Like,
it was like, the part that sticks out the most to me is like him raping his own wife. Like, that's weird. Like,
so y'all do believe it's possible to rape your wife?
Yes.
Rape you. Because, you know, some people.
I don't want to have sex. I want to have sex. It's rape me.
Right. But some people fall on the thing of, like, when you're married, you're supposed to give your man sex or your woman sex whenever they want to.
Man, me and Ryan get married.
Yeah, but
boy,
you forcing
better.
Me because you mad or you trying to be also spiteful type shit. It's not. It, you know, I feel like when men be doing that shit, like, especially in domestic violence, it's not because y'all both are on the same terms, like, mm-hmm. oh, we want to have sex tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because either the woman didn't do something right.
Or, like, you don't control this.
Yeah.
If I want sex, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to take it, and ain't nothing you could do about it. That's how they feel. But is it the same thing in reverse? If a woman, can a woman rape a man?
Hell no.
See, see, this shit is not right.
I about to say, if she drug him, but it ain't like we can just get y'all dick up like that. You know, right. Like,
or just knock you, just beat you up and be like, give me that dick. I mean,
like, it has to get up.
It would have to be drugs.
So
and it, shit.
Is rape only inserting when you insert in? Or could, like, if I just finger her and she didn't want to be.
Yes, that's rape.
That's rape. So she can jack me. If she knocked me out with a batting strike,
that don't mean it's gonna get hard.
Yeah, but she can still play with. If
I don't want to play. Anybody see her play with this little dick forever?
Let's
I'm playing with it.
Knock
so
you out.
Okay, let's just say that's what she doing. She playing with myself. I didn't want to be touched. She hit me with a bat and started playing with my shit or something like that. Is that rape?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
Y'all are just so hard on us.
No, because like, that very seldomly happens. Like, why would a woman... It, like, a man can rape a woman and insert himself and still get off.
Right.
If a woman knocks your ass out...
We ain't got...
What the
we
fuck
can't do with
you,
this
we can't
noodle?
Do shit because it's our limp dick.
Like, some noodle people noodle just want to play with it or suck
no,
on it.
No,
just,
women ain't no raping no dick just to play with
if
it.
If not, she drug you first, give you a little Viagra. Then knock you out.
But
while he sleeps,
with all the weird stuff people are into nowadays, you don't believe they it's a woman who's into that flaccid dick.
Nah,
you don't believe.
I've never like I don't
it's
believe.
It's people
it.
Who are into.
We can't do nothing with
kicked.
It.
That's how they get off. Just kick me in the balls, and I'm. You don't think a woman could get into a flaccid junk? I just like the way it look, and it just makes me horny.
I mean,
it's got to be one woman. In
that's
the world.
Like, I can't compare that to like men having foot fetishes and shit like that. Like, I'm just gonna sit there and rub your dick because I just want to look at it. We ain't got to do nothing. I'm just gonna sit there and touch it.
Right. So what is rape? If I'm talking about as far as me going at a woman,
I mean, like, I feel like
anything that you don't. If I take a kiss, is that rape?
Anything that she doesn't condone,
that's
it, like
rape, but
it's sexual
it's
harassment,
rape.
Though.
Yeah.
So it's the like the cousin in the family of rape, though. So
I feel like if it's sexual, you know, I guess contact, then it's rape, and I don't.
That
wasn't
consensual.
I don't wanna, yeah, it wasn't consensual. Yeah. I don't, that's rape.
Yeah, but I don't. To get back to your initial question, I don't. Think it's right for women to antagonize men and force their hand, because I do believe there is times where your hand is forced, like I have to slap this bitch, that's what they, or I gotta do something to get her off of me, like like
this point.
Like, what do I do? Like, I'm trying to get away and she's there. She's still there.
That's
she's fucking
funny.
With me.
And I think
y'all
I think a lot of times that happens
law.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that happens too with me. Like, she just keep coming and coming. Like, what am I supposed to do?
So, like, if like she's constantly beating on him and like doing dumb shit or I don't know, and he just blacks out and chokes her to death. Is he wrong? Like, I'm saying literally black out. Like, is he...
I mean, he's wrong, because he didn't control his emotions, but... So, yeah.
Yeah, because you...
choke her out.
Cause right, what if she pass out?
Just leave.
He like, trying to leave, but she out in front of the door when he get up.
You can move her. You can remove her.
Women's handle their emotions way differently than men.
Yeah.
Especially when it come to, like... relationship issues, and I can vouch for that because I've been that crazy one in front of the door, like, nah, nigga, you go, we gonna talk about this shit. So, but I don't think it's, I mean, if a dude grabs up a woman and he just blacks out, I don't, it's just like Sneaker it's said, control right. your emotions. But
okay, let's just say this woman is constantly haunting this dude, like, and you know, a lot of times when dudes call the cops for that type of stuff, the cops don't believe them. They never take their side. So what is she constantly picking on? The new woman that the dude is with is like, she's scared of that type of shit. She don't want no confrontation. You trying to, and she, this lady keep coming around threatening your house and all that shit.
I mean, like, get a restraining order and then you can call the police, because she ain't supposed to be there.
Shit.
You can get a restraining order.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and then when you do call the police, because she show up, then she could go to jail. So that's that on that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because, I mean, there isn't really much you can, but, you know, just take those steps. Maybe even think about moving, and then she won't find you, you know. Cause I mean, if you're just that crazy.
Some crazy people in this world.
Lord.
I'm telling you, some crazy people in this world. You think you're getting away and you not.
Get some help.
All right.
Lord. That's all you gotta be. You gotta be mindful of who you're in a relationship with. That's just like what you said about though with the marriage thing, like him, this my, you know, pussy, whatever, I can take and do what I want to. Be mindful and know who you getting married to.
But people say that all the time. I just had this discussion with somebody like yesterday, I think, like, they said that, be mindful of who you are with, and I go by that too, but like, I started thinking, like, you can be with somebody for years and don't know who they are. So it's like, people tell people to pick their mate right. Well, when I got with this person, I thought they were somebody different.
Well, it wasn't known like how they
but
are.
But I mean, were you really paying attention? Were you really truly getting to know them? Like, were you, you know, from their childhood to, you know, or even did you go to marriage counseling? Did you, you know, I just feel like it's rare that people just do a whole 180 and become a whole new person. Like, the, you know, it might have been signs that was there, even the little stuff, because it usually starts off little too. So they get you the what's it called, the abuser, the men, you know, they get you, they good, everything is good, just like in Grace, the fall from Grace.
Yeah,
everything was good.
Yes.
Everything was good. But then that's when you gotta start noticing little stuff, like him trying, like the whole thing with her computer at work. It's like you're not paying attention to him kind of forcing his hand, you trying to close your computer, and he like, no, take this picture. Go, like, you have to pay attention to stuff like that. It be the little stuff.
But
it be the love is blind.
I think you missing the fact that he already had her mind already.
No, before all that.
That's why you still have to be, that's what you gotta control them emotions and still be aware. You still gotta be aware.
Niggas be finessing. That's
you
what
still
they
gotta be aware.
Yeah, niggas can finesse.
Yes. Even
it's
if it's
easy
a,
to say
or
that,
you
Shanika,
do,
but
or you get into a little argument and it gets a little too heated, but he does something. But it happens, it continues to happen, and it progresses a little bit every time. That's a red flag.
But what if it's a lot of cases where people can hide themselves for years. So what if y'all get in arguments and he's always cool and collective, and then one day it just comes out? Like, for years he's cool and collective, then one day it just comes out and continues to come out. You already kind of locked.
I think you
blind to the fact that this happens more than not.
Well, no, I think that it does happen. I do think that it happens often, but I'm just saying, people have to pay attention. I feel
it's
like
so
the
hard.
Love, yes, it be hard, yes, but I feel like they say, love is blind. People fall
and
in love and they see what they want to see.
That's that soul
and
ties.
Not what it is.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not. It's just, I know it's hard.
What I'm telling you is, and which you, I know you know what I'm telling you, but Rayvon cannot be the person you think he is right now.
God.
And you think you make pretty good decisions. He cannot be that person.
No, I don't. No, I mean, I feel like the situations, I mean, even from the conversations, I still, how he handles himself in different situations that we've been through. Like, all of that. So, when we argue, you know, stuff like that. So, nah, fam. I mean, even if I shoot that nigga.
It didn't. It's kind of like, then when you think about, like, how often is it that a person dies, a man dies, and then, like, you're at his funeral and find out so much shit you didn't know about him from, like,
all the hoes that come.
So much stuff, and you thought, like, because they was doing everything so perfect in your eyes.
Yeah, no. To handle. I mean, dudes, with the cheating thing, men can hide that, too. Like, people behind the whole families.
Yeah, sometimes. But I just, and what I'm saying,
sometimes, like, people, I feel like, though, just people just don't be. For me, I feel like my intuition will let me know. Just because I'm in tune with myself and spiritually, mm-hmm. how I am, and I'm learning more to trust my intuition and my gut and my what the universe tells me. Because I've had it happen before,
of course,
and my instinct just told me, and then it was what it was.
That is true. Because when I be, your intuition never lies.
And I think it might be a woman thing, because.
Never.
It don't. So pay attention to that.
I just tweeted that too. Your intuition never lies.
No, that's a fact.
So if you got a gut feeling about something, then 9 times out of 10.
And make sure it's your intuition and not your insecurity.
You can't say 9 times out of 10, because that means your intuition lies at least once.
That's why, that's the part of distinguishing whether it's the insecurity or your intuition.
That was good.
So that's that on that. All right,
well,
but don't be following the social media, you know, stuff and all of that, y'all. And the celebrities, Ari and, you know, what's called, they just got together and they was in a domestic violence relationship, like, doing shit. What is that? What's his name? Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg.
I heard about that. They just got to end a relationship and they was just fighting.
Did anybody see them actually fighting, though? Because I didn't see nothing.
I never heard of it.
I don't know. I don't know. I heard about it.
I feel like sometimes people would just be taking videos and be like, oh, that's such and such and such. And you looking at the video, like, where they at?
Or like G Herbo's, like, snatched his baby mama up. Or not G Herbo. The other dude she was with, Giovante.
Yeah.
He just snatched his baby mama up and then went to jail for that. Like,
G Herbo snatched Ari up, too.
Like, there been no nigga better not snatch me up. Don't snatch me up.
So what was the situation in For Color Girls Only? Because I haven't seen that movie in so long.
That right there was the best domestic violence relationship too. See, and that one right there, that shit is, that was sad.
With
that
them was kids.
So sad. It also was a rape that happened in there too. The lady got raped, and that shit was sad as fuck. But that's the thing too. You gotta pay attention to red flags. You know what I'm saying? He was pressuring to come inside your house. Like, you just met this nigga. Like,
what about?
What about what?
Look at how long she was with, I think it was Janet Jackson that was with, wasn't she in that movie? That was with Ghost? That was with Amari Hardwick, and he was gay, right? He probably wasn't showing no signs of that. He was hiding that shit forever.
Or she wasn't paying attention until now.
Exactly. I'm sure the signs were there.
Exactly. She just started paying attention when she started coughing and got tested for HIV. Now you got HIV.
Because if we could peep that early on in the movie, why couldn't she, you know, if it was like a reality
it's situation. Different because we're not in love with him.
Exactly. So love
we're going to peep it out because we're movie watching.
You're paying attention to what you want. Yeah. You're blind.
Man, that shit happened in real life. If my homegirl is with a nigga and he gay and I tell her and she don't believe me, or I'd be like, you know, you ever thought?
Yeah, but you're watching it. You're not in the relationship, so it's.
But I mean, even you bringing that up, after she bring that up to me, my radar is up now. Like, bitch, okay, bitch.
So when you bring now, when
let me peep shit
and like
let me see what she talk about,
and they get like on her defensive end. Is that the insecurity part? Like, if you're so defensive about this, you probably think you can't get nobody.
They ain't trying to accept
it.
They don't want to accept it. That's an acceptance issue. Because I feel like when people get defensive about shit, in my mind, it's like, okay, maybe this has crossed your mind before, but you just don't want to accept it for what it is.
And if you don't want to accept it, that's ultimately an insecurity, because you don't want to leave this person because you don't think you can obtain this quote unquote love you think y'all have.
That could be it,
Pastor.
But the other one about the
you guys are crazy.
Michael Ealy was in it, and he was a
Mikey. I ain't gonna lie, Michael Ealy looked like he beat ass.
I'm freaking weak. But he was in the movie too, and he was a veteran, came home from the military, and became an alcoholic, and he became abusive and stuff, and he really would beat her up, and then she came home to pick up some paperwork one time from for her boss that she forgot at home, and he was like, I thought your boss was a woman, but he seen the driver in the car, which was a man, and then she said something on the side of now give me my kids. And he was like, your kids, these just ain't your kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, is these his kids downstairs? Mm. So then that's when he proceeded to take the kids, and because she was like, I'm not gonna marry you. And he's like, you're not gonna marry me. And he's like, you know, these is his kids downstairs, and hung the kids out the window and dropped them out the window. That shit was sad. Oh, yeah. Lord, that was sad.
That shit was sad.
That domestic violence, that stuff is real. Like, you know, it just could be sad. And people don't believe that somebody could do something like that until, you know, it happens. Like, you wouldn't, not the man that I love would do this, you know, to our kids, but it's possible.
It's possible.
Or do this to me. And, you know, you end up dead or hurt or something like that. That stuff's crazy.
Trust your intuition, man.
It's real out here. If you are in a domestic violence relationship, I just encourage you to try to get out of it. So,
what do you think the steps are to getting out of it? I know some people say just leave, but
I would say, like, saving your money. Saving your money is step one. Get some money, or if you can get some money from somebody else,
just start.
Take out a loan, lump sum, something, and get away.
Cops get the law involved.
I feel like the law though can't do so much. They can only do so, yeah. And especially if you're married.
So when y'all say restraining order,
so when you get a restraining order on somebody, you have the law has to serve them. But like, say they don't have some people don't have like a valid address, or some people it's hard for the law to find them to serve them because you gotta have like their address or their work address, and even then like, they still could come around you.
So,
because then it takes the law, you know, a while to get there anyway.
Right. Once you call the police, they gone. Y'all
the ones who made it seem that simple to me when I was saying the woman is constantly.
Right. I mean, but you can, yeah, like I said, still.
It's ways around it. But it's hard to get in contact.
But I mean, for that, I would say for especially a black man, I would say take those steps, just because the police never believes, you know, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all usually, you know, can be the victim, but still they taking you to jail.
Yep.
So I would say take those necessary steps to cover yourself and say, hey, I've already had the history of this, that, and I've done this. You know, she is still, you know, bothering
She's
me.
She's the crazy one.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. But I would say that save money, get some money so you can eventually just leave. I mean, even if you want to start over, start up, or just, you know, move to a separate city and get your own spot. You know, say if you was in Kansas City, Missouri, move over to Overland Park or something. You know, it's not too far, but it's far enough. Right. If you know that person don't, you know, go out there like that, and you can just leave. You know, I would say a lot. I feel like a lot of women. I know a woman at our job who felt like she didn't have the funds to leave. So that was one of her, I would say, excuses as why she didn't leave. Because you can make a lot of money in the post office. So I feel like you, at this point, kind of choosing to stay. Because she didn't have any kids or nothing. So
I'm sure it's a lot of cases where the dude probably threatened to kill the kids or something if you leave me. I'm going to kill these kids if you leave me. Probably follow this woman everywhere they go, to where you can't really get away from me.
And for me, I'm going to figure out a plan, a way to escape. Even if I got to leave everything.
What you do is, when you're serving that nigga dinner, have some kind of shit to knock him out again. Pack up and get up out of that mode.
Medea said throw hot grits on the nigga.
Right, but if he know where your family, let's just say he's threatening your family now. He's threatening to kill your family and know where all your family stay. Yeah, you can move you and your kids
right
to somewhere he don't know.
Well, I just encourage, you know, for the family, especially if you have a father and a mother, for the daddy to be prepared and be strapped up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it can be a lot. I mean,
I think it's bigger than just saying somebody telling somebody just leave.
And that's why I said plan it. I mean, if you need to plan it out, but don't tell anybody, you know, what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like, I mean, even if you just have a plan of running away, like if you can just do that, just do that. Just get up and go.
Right.
Is it hard for y'all? Because I'm sure y'all have had somebody come up to y'all and talk to y'all about like domestic violence going on in their home or whatever. Like, is it hard for y'all to respond to that?
It was. When it happened to me, it was. And I was shooketh. But I kind of knew already from the black eye that she had and then the little story that she made up. And then I was like, it's kind of similar to, you know, what you hear in movies. I ran into a cabinet. Like,
do you ask the person that just works with you on an everyday? Y'all not really friends outside of work or wherever y'all may be. And you see them, like, with a couple black eyes. Do you ask them?
I probably
like what's going on with you?
I probably would. I've never had that happen. But this lady actually had came up to me and talked to me and told me, you know, at this point in time. And I was just like, oh, whoa. But it was... It honestly kind of, what kind of shook me was the, you hear about, you know, all the excuses and stuff like that until you talk to somebody and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are coming up with, you know, excuses and things like that. Like, mm-hmm. oh, like this really, really does happen.
Right.
And so I was just like, you know, obviously you not trying to leave him. In my brain, that's what I said. Like, obviously you're not trying to leave because you're, everything that I'm, you know, saying and we're talking about, you're coming up with something else to.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, pray for her and just I hope you get out of your situation. I mean, there's not much more that I could do for you.
It's hard for me to walk up to a person, if I see her with two black eyes and ask her what's going on, because it's like, as a nigga, you feel like it's none of your business.
Yeah.
You want to help in what way, but it's like,
it's only so much. She's probably going to
lash out on you or like nothing.
You never know. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you really know, you don't know what to say as a dude. Like, I guess you could just say, you all right? You good? You all right?
Some dudes be having like people watching their women. So it's like, you got to stay on all 10 and you know.
And they go home and get their ass beat again.
Yep.
Cause you went up and said something to him, and the woman probably was like, "I'm good. Yep. Like, don't worry about it. I'm all good.
Yep.
And still get her ass beat. What was you doing talking to that nigga?
Yeah.
Like, damn, my nigga.
It's rough out here. But we just gonna leave it at that, y'all. I hope, you know, y'all try to get out of the situation if you are in a domestic violence situation. I'm sure it's like a hotline or something. I'll probably put it in the description box if I find it. Or a website or something that can help you out. And, you know, I'm sure they have more better advice and plans and stuff than we got. Right. So, y'all can follow the podcast at Watch Your Mouth Podcast on TikTok now.
It's a rollie, not a stopwatch. Please follow us on TikTok. It's
irritating. Facebook, Instagram, and then Twitter is watch_your_mouth. And we out.
Peace.
Why'd you